Good day to you. Here are my three things in Isaiah chapter 25. We saw chapter 24 end with the Lord's final victory on the last day of the history of the world. It's a victory that shows the Lord is to be trusted and he holds to everything that he has promised. And verse 1 of 25 really hits that home where he says, talks about plans laid long ago that are firm and faithful. Another way of putting it is that what you planned long ago, you've truly and faithfully carried out. It's impossible for any human intellect to come up with the plans of the Lord. And yet, people have tried to take away those plans and make those plans not happen. Mighty people with well-fortified cities can seem to go forth victorious and nullify the deeds of salvation the Lord has planned. But verse 2 says the Lord lays waste fortified cities and mighty strongholds. As long as people trust their own strength, they are rejecting the Lord's salvation. It is the weak and needy who find their refuge in the Lord. Verse 4 says, "You have been a stronghold for the poor, a stronghold for the needy in their distress. You have been a shelter from the rainstorm and shade from the heat." And that leads to number 2, really dealing with the middle portion of this chapter, which is a reading that's sometimes read on Easter Sunday, where the Lord pictures salvation as a banquet prepared for all peoples, and not just any banquet, the finest banquet with the finest of food and aged wines and cuts of meat. This is the best of the best that that the ancient world could provide in a banquet. The feast of salvation is a wondrous bounty of all that of God's great love and mercy on people. It's for all people, and that leads to number 3. That this banquet on this mountain, he says, it's a banquet of salvation, and what that means, he will destroy the shroud that covers all people, the burial cloth stretched over all nations. He has swallowed up death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from every face. He will take away the shame of his people throughout the earth, for the Lord has spoken. When we think about those words, we can't help but think about Easter and how Jesus, in rising from the dead, destroyed sin and conquered death that covered over us and kept us from salvation, from life in heaven. And now that's all been taken away. Death has been swallowed up in victory, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And Revelation talks about the Lord wiping away every tear from our eyes when we are there in that in heaven with him forever. And as a result, we confess with the people, "Look, here is our God. We waited for him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." What a wonderful section of scripture that points, that keeps us thinking about Easter, even as we enter in the summertime months here. Keep us thinking about Easter, the joy of salvation, the banquet of salvation that comes from God and his grace. And we rejoice in that every day. May God be with you the rest of this day.